们今天给大家讲一部演讲 Smart Failure for a Fast Changing World。Over the past 6 months, I've spent my time traveling. I think I've done 60,000 miles, but without leaving my desk. And the reason I can do that is because I'm actually two people. I look like one person, but I'm two people. I'm Addie, who's here at the same time. My alter ego is a big green boxy avatar, nicknamed Cyberfrank. So, that's what I spend my time doing. I'd like to start.If it's possible with a test, because I do business stuff, so it's important that we focus on outcomes. And when I struggle, because I was thinking to myself, what should I talk? What should I do? It's a TED audience. It's got to be stretching. How am I going to make, so I just hope I've got the level up difficulty right. So let's just walk our way through this. Please, could you work this through with me? You can shout out the answer if you'd like. The answer is, which of these horizontal line is longer? The answer is, the audience said, the same. The same? No. They're not the same. They are not the same. The top one is 10% longer than the bottom one. So why did you tell me they were the same? Do you remember when we were kids at school about that big, they play the same trick on us? It was to teach us parallax. Do you remember? And you said, it's the same. You got it wrong, you remember. And you learn the answer, and you carry the answer in your head for 10, 20, 30, 40 years.The answer is the same. The answer is the same. So when you are asked what the lengths are, you say they're the same. But they're not, because I've changed it. And this is what I'm trying to explain has happened to us in the 20th century. Somebody or something has changed the rules about how our world works. When I'm joking, I try and explain it happened at midnight, you see, while we were asleep. But it was midnight.15 years ago, okay? You didn't notice it. But basically what they do is, they switch all the rules around so that the way to successfully run a business, an organization, or even a country has been deleted, flipped. And it's a completely new, you think I'm joking, don't you? There's a completely new set of rules in operation. Did you notice that? You missed this one, you probably. My simple idea is that,What's happened is that the real 21st century around us isn't so obvious to us. So instead, we spend our time responding rationally to a world which we understand and recognize, but which no longer exists. You don't believe me, do you? So let me take you on a little journey of many of the things I don't understand. If you search Amazon for the word creativity, you'll discover something like...90,000 books. If you go on Google and you look for innovation and creativity, you get 30 million hits. If you and the world consultants, it doubles to 60 million. Are you with me? And yet, statistically, what you discover is that about 1 in 100,000 ideas is found making money or delivering benefits 2 years after its inception. It makes no sense.Companies make their expensive executives spend ages carefully preparing forecasts and budgets which are obsolete or need changing before they can be published. How is that possible? If you look at the version we have, the vision of how we are going to change the world. The key thing is implementation. We have the vision. We've got to make it happen.We spend decades professionalizing implementatory. People are supposed to be good at making stuff happen. However, if I use as an example, a family of five going on holiday, if you can imagine this, all the way from London all the way across to Hong Kong, and what I want you to think about is their budget is only £3,000 of expenses. What actually happens?is if I compare this to the average real project, average real successful project, the family actually end up in Macassar, South Sulawesi, at a cost of £4,000, whilst leaving two of the children behind. What I'm trying to explain to you is, there are things which don't make sense to us. It gets even worse than that. Let me just walk you through this one. This is a quote, and I'll just pick words out of it. It says, I'll put on the voice. In summary, Your Majesty, the failure to foresee the timing, extent, and severity of the crisis was due to the lack of creativity and the number of bright minds, or something like that. This was a group of eminent economists, apologizing to the Queen of England when she asked a question. Why did no one tell us that the crisis was coming? I'll never get my knighthood. I'll never get my knighthood. That's not the important point. The thing you have to remember is, these are eminent economists. Some of the smartest people on the planet. Do you see the challenge? I'm scary. My friend and my mentor, Tim Brown of IDEO, explains that design must get big. And he's right. He wisely explains this to us. He said design thinking must tackle big problem systems for the challenges we have. He has absolutely right. And then I ask myself, why was it ever small? Isn't it weird, you know, if collaboration is so cool, is cross-functional working so amazing, why do we build these huge hierarchies? What's going on, you see? I think what's happened, perhaps, is that we've not noticed that change I described earlier. What we do know is that the world has accelerated. Cyberspace moves everything at the speed of light. Technology accelerates things exponentially. So if this is now, that's the past, and we start thinking about change. You know, all governments are seeking change. You're here seeking change. Everybody is after change. It's really cool. So what happens is we get this wonderful whooshing acceleration and change. The speed accelerating. That is not the only thing. At the same time as we've done that, we've done something really weird. We've doubled the population in 40 years. Put half of them in cities, then connected them all up so that they can interact. The density of interaction of human beings is amazing. They are charged with show all these movements of information. The density of information is amazing. And then we have done a third thing. You know, for those of you who have as an office a little desk underneath the stairs, and you say, well, this is my little desk under the stairs. No, you're sitting at the headquarters of a global cooperation. You're connected to the internet. What's happened is that we've changed the scale. Size and scale are no longer the same. And then add to that, every time you tweet, over a third of your followers follow from a country which is not your own. Global is the new scale. We know that, and so people say things like, the world is now in a turbulent place. Have you heard them saying things like that? And they use it as a metaphor. Have you come across this? And they think it's a metaphor, and this is not a metaphor, it's a reality. As a young engineer student, I remember going to a demonstration where they basically, the demonstrator did something quite intriguing. What he did was, he got a transparent pipe. Have you seen this demonstration before? He attached it to a tap. So effectively what you had was, you had a situation where I'll try and draw the tap and the pipe. Actually, I'll skip the tap. The taps are hard, okay? So I'll write the word tap, so that's okay. It's a tap. Okay, so he attaches it to a transparent pipe. And then he turns the water on, and he says, do you notice anything? And the water is whooshing down this pipe. I mean, this is not exciting stuff. So the water goes up, he turns it back down, and he says, anything you notice? No. Then he sticks a needle into the pipe. He connects this to a container. And he fills a container up with green ink. You with me? So guess what happens? A green line comes out as it flows down the pipe. It is not that interesting. And then he turns the water up a bit. So the stars coming back in as nothing changed. So he's changing the flow of the water. But it's just a boring green line. He asks some more. He asks some more, and then something weird happens. There is this little flicker, and then as he turns it ever so slightly more, the whole lot of that green line disappears. And instead there are these little sort of inky dust devils close to the needles. They are called eddies, not me. And they're violently dispersing the ink so that it actually gets diluted out, and the color is gone. And I think this is our challenge, because somebody had actually increased, and it's probably you guys, with all your tech and stuff, the speed, the scale, and the density of interactions. Now, how do we cope and deal with that? Well, we could just call it a turbulence, or we just try to learn. Yes, learn. But I know you guys grow up in the days when there were actually these things called correct answers. Because of the answer you gave me to the horizontal line puzzle, and you believe it will last forever. So I will put a little line up here, which represents learning. And that's how we used to do it. We could see things, understand them, take the time to put them into practice. Out here is the world. Now, what's happened to our pace of learning as the world has accelerated? Well, if you work for a corporation, you'll discover it's quite difficult to work on stuff which your bosses doesn't approve of. Isn't it in the strategy and the anyway, you've got to go through your monthly meetings. If you work in an institution, one day you'll get them to make that decision. If you work in a market where people believe in cycles, it's even funnier because you have to wait all the way for the cycle to fail before you go. There's something wrong. You with me? So it's likely that the line in terms of learning is pretty flat. You with me? This point over here, the point at which the lines cross over. The pace of change undertakes the pace of learning. And for me, that's what I was describing when I was telling you about midnight. So what does it do to us? Well, it completely transforms what we have to do. Many mistakes we make, we solve last year's problem without thinking about the future. If you try it and think about it, the things you're solving now, what problems are they going to bring in the future? If you haven't understood the world you're living in, it's almost impossible to be absolutely certain that what you're doing going to deliver the fits. So what I want to leave you then is with explanation of why I actually traveled 60,000 miles from my desk. When I realized the power of this new world, I quit my safe teaching job and set up a virtual business school, and the first in the world, in order to teach people how to make this happen. And I used some of my learnings about some of the rules which I learned on myself. If you're interested, theworldaftermidnight.com, you'll find it out more. But I've applied them to myself for over a decade. And I'm still here. I'm still having my house. And the most important thing is I hope I've done enough to inject a little green ink into your lives. So that when you go away and you're making your next absolutely sensible and rational decision, you'll take some time to think. I wonder whether this also makes sense in our new world after midnight. Thank you. 好了，我给大家讲完了，不知道大家有听没？现在我给大家稍微的这个翻译一下。那么这是有关一个，就是说在新世界里面，就是由于这个很飞速的发展，那么很多人就不会选择去相信新的事物，而去停留在旧的事物上。那么在过去的6个月的时间里呢，我一直把时间花在旅行上，我想大概旅行了6万英里，但我并没有离开自己的桌子。我能这么做，其实因为我是两个人，我看起来是一个人，但其实是两个人。此时此刻的是我，是 Eddie 啊。那么同时呢，另一个面有一个四四方方的虚拟角色，他说的是 Avatar 啊。那么 Avatar 是那个阿凡达的意思嘛，就是有个虚拟角色，他名字叫做这个 Cyber Frank。所以呢，那就是我花时间正在做的事情。我希望现在如果可能的话呢，做一个这个小测试。因为我的工作就是与商业有关，所以我关注的结果这对我非常重要。所以我很纠结，说自己考虑一下，我该怎么做，该怎么说呢？这可是一场 TED 演讲啊，压力很大，我要怎么把它做好呢？ 所以我只希望它的难度比较适中，所以让我们现在开始吧。考虑一个问题，哪条水平线更长？那么它出了一道题呢，而这个题就是说那个我们以前就作为一个错误视觉的那个两个线，这道题就是这个两个等长的线，但是它两边一个是大于号一个是小于号，看起来是那个有这个，就看起来是那个后边就是那个大，就是大于号那个往外凸的那个，而不是那个就是不是那种那个凹的那个东西，钝的那个东西比较长，完了尖的那个就比较短。实际上呢，它这里就是做了一个小的这个小把戏哈。大家都说就是从小到大这个教育里面，这就是一样长的意思。但是呢，这一次我出题他们是不是一样长的？所以为什么？那么我说为什么你们会说他们是一样长呢？你们还记得小时候在学校，当你才那么高的时候，老师也跟你们玩这个把戏吧，对不对？这管这个叫做视差效应。你们曾碰到过，你们回答一样长，但是让你们这次答错了。这个印象在脑海里面存了有40年之久，答案就是一样长。所以当你们被问起来哪个比较长的呢，你会说一样长，但其实是不一样长的，因为我做了点手脚。那么这就是我现在想要为大家解释的，在眼下的21世纪正在我们身上发生的事情。不知不觉间这个世界的运行规律已经改变，我有时会这个开玩笑地跟大家解释说，这些改变就是我在酣睡的时候发生的，你们明白了？15年前的午夜，我们沉醉在梦乡之时，改变来了，你们当时没注意到，但实际上他们转变了我们周围的所有规律，不管是成功运作一笔生意，或是成功管理一个组织，甚至是成功领导一个国家，旧的规则都被删除并且颠覆，于是我们有了全新的规则。你一定觉得我在忽悠人，是吗？一套全新的运作规则，你当时没注意到。我的意思是你错过了它，你很可能不，你就是没注意到，好吗？简单的说，我认为事情是这样的，发生在我们身边的21世纪的真相并不是那么容易看出来，所以去花时间去认真应付一个我们曾经理解和熟悉的世界，但是却已经不存在。你其实不相信我，不是吗？那么让我们带你来看一个这个短小精悍的旅程。如果你在亚马逊上搜索创新，你将发现至少有9万本与此有关的书籍。如果你谷歌搜索改革创新，你会搜到3000万个链接。如果你再多加一个关键词叫顾问的话，那么链接这个将直接加倍变成6000万。那么是 Are you with me? 你还在听我说吧？但是呢，那么我们从数据上统计上来说呢，你发现的是差不多有这个差不多有 100,000 啊，10万个这个想法，它就是有关这个赚钱或者是 delivering benefits 2 years after inception， 就是在这个转交这个利益啊好处，在2年就在这个开始的这个2年以后，它不符合规律。那么公司呢？他们 make their expensive executives spend ages carefully preparing forecasts， 他们用他们很贵的这个昂贵的执行这个手段呢，他们花了很长很长的时间去很小心的准备这些预测预报还有这个预算，这些呢都是过时的或者是需要去改变的，在他们出版的以前， before they can be published， 也就是他这东西在被出版的时候呢是需要被改变的啊，都是过时的。那么这是怎么可能的？如果你看到这个 vision we have， 这个景象呢，我们现在看到这个景象呢，这个景象是我们要去改变这个世界。然后这个点呢就是 implementation， 执行的意思，落实。我们有这个是就我们有这个幻想 vision 啊，我们有这个幻想憧憬，我们要一定要实现它。我们花了数十年去这个专业化这个 implementation， 就是实施的意思。人们呢应该是非常擅长于把事情变成真的。实际上呢，但是呢，我 as an example a family of 5 going on holidays， 我用一个例子来展示一下，说一个家庭5口之家去这个假期啊，你可以想象一下， all the way from London, 从伦敦 all the way across Hong Kong, 到香港。What I want you to think about, 我想想的是他们的这个预算只有3000镑。但是真正发生的是呢 ,if I compare this to the average real project, 我跟的与真正我如果我和把这个与真正的这个平均的真正的 project, 就是计划呢相比较呢这个平均的真正的成功的计划啊 ,the family actually end up in Macassar, South Sulawesi, 苏拉威西啊他们最后就是跑到了这里面就是花了4000镑。而且把自己的两个孩子留在了后面。我想说的是什么呢？有些事情呢，它是不符合我们的这个预算的。这个是很恐怖的。我的朋友和我的导师啊 ,Tim Brown of IDEO, 是设计公司的啊。他开始解释说这个设计一定要做大。他是正确的。他很准确地解释了这个问题。他说呢设计Thinking must tackle big systems. 一定要应对大的这个系统，就是为了我们这个挑战哈。他们完全是正确的。当我问他 ，Why was it ever small？ 为什么不是永远不是小呢？不是很奇怪吗？你知道，如果这个 collaborations 合作是非常非常的酷的，非常这个就是非常非常的顺利的话 ，as a cross-functional working。那么跨职跨部门的这个工作呢是非常非常的惊人的。Why did you build these huge hierarchies? 我们为什么会建造这些非常大的这个船这个叫做 hierarchy, 叫等级制度系统。到底怎么回事你看 ,I think what's happening perhaps is that we've not noticed that change I described earlier. 我没有注意到这个我刚开始所说的这个变化。啊我们可能忽略了。现在说全球才是新的这个 scale, 就是尺度。我们知道所以人说这个世界现在就像一个 turbulence, 啊一个就是这个漩涡一样。Have you heard from them saying things like that? And they use it as a metaphor. 他们用它这个做个比喻隐喻。Have you come across this? 你想明白了吗？所以呢这里他就是举了一个例子。就是有关这个他想说的是哈，我先举个例子，就是有关创新与想法，我一开始提到的，所有的 CEO 啊，在我身边的 CEO, 我的这个客户，他们都想要创新，他们想要追寻创新。我跟他们说，你要承担这个后果，要承担风险，然后才能成为这个创业人士。但是不幸的是，这个东西，这句话呢，被那帮人听成了。就是听反了，他们听到是这样，做疯狂的事情呢，然后呢，老板就把你开掉。为什么？因为在老的世界里面呢，把东西做错，那就是不可接受的。如果你把东西做错的话，你就失败 ，you failed。How would you be treated？ 那你会怎么被对待呢？那么 harshly 就是严厉的啊，严厉的说呢，因为你 you could have asked somebody who had experience， 你可以问一些有经验的人，所以。We learned the answer. We carry this in our heads for 20-30 years. 我们把这个问题呢放进我们脑海里，放进了20到30年。And the answer is, don't do things which are different. 不要做一些不一样的事情。And then suddenly we tell them to, and it doesn't work. 然后突然间我跟他们说，完了，这个没有起到效用。你看，在现实里面有两种方法。你 fail in our new world. You can fail in our new world.你在我们的新世界里会失败，一个是呢，你做一些事情是不被这个程序所允许，是非常难的 ，and you're sloppy， 是拖沓的、草率的，你做错了，那你会被怎么对待呢 ？You should probably 你应该被开除，或者呢 ，you're going to do something， 你做一些新的事情，没有人做过，你把它全部做错，你会怎么做呢？哦 ，free pizzas， 你会得到免费午餐。你应该 be treated better than the people who succeed. 你应该比就是被就是对待的被对待更好一些。It's called a smart failure. 这叫做啊聪明的失败。Smart failure. Why? Because you can put it on your CV. 你可以把它放在你的这个叫做 CV 上。You can't put it on. 我说错了啊，就是你不能把它放在你的 CV. CV 就是叫做五年的这个。 有期徒刑的意思哈，也就是说它不算是一个案例。好了，那么给大家差不多都讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。